ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
Every year at this time, UWM Today takes a break from discussing the latest cutting-edge research and discoveries on the UWM campus. No, we're not taking the day off. We're celebrating one of the other great experiences that students have when they come to college, and that's the beginning of the basketball season. For the Milwaukee Panthers women's and men's team, action on the court is just getting underway. What kind of season awaits fans this year? What role does athletics play on college campuses? Well, we'll talk about that and much more as we welcome UWM's head basketball coaches, Pat Baldwin and Kyle Recklitz. Welcome to both of you. And Pat, it seems like just yesterday this one season was ending and now you're back into another one.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me and us. And absolutely, it's, you know, it snuck up on us. And, you know, last year we were, you know, fighting to, you know, hopefully get to an NCAA tournament. Then, you know, November 6th was here and passed. And now we, you know, embark on another journey with a different type of team.
Yeah, very different kind of team for you because this is really the first year you're in your second year as head coach. And,
yes.
But this really is the first year that you've got your players, your signature, your stamp on the roster.
Yeah, and there's still some guys remaining from the previous regime. But, yeah, we have a good majority of new guys. And, you know, I think the one thing that we continue to do with them is teach and help them understand our culture, what we're about. What are some of the most important things that, you know, embody our program? Obviously, we want to win and do all of those things. But I think the first thing that we try to impart on our guys is the foundation and how it's built.
Yeah. Well, and Kyle, for you, you're coming off a great season. In fact, you've had three consecutive seasons where you went to postseason play. That's a record for UWM. You've got to be excited because you're right back in it, too.
Yeah, and this, similar to Coach Baldwin, we have a very different team as well. You know, last year, coming into this season, we lost 65% of our scoring and right about the same in the rebounding totals. So it's like a brand new team, and it's really afforded me the opportunity to actually be able to teach again, which is something that I really love. I think when you have these more experienced teams, you know, sometimes you get caught up in just the strategy aspect. And now, you know, Coach Baldwin and I are both in their late hours trying to figure out, what do we got to teach next? What fundamentals do we need to bring back to the game? Because we have such new players and we're really having the opportunity to kind of work our systems and teach our systems. So it's been a really fun year. We have a great group of young and hungry athletes that just want to continuously get better.
Do both of you recruit primarily from Wisconsin or the Midwest, or do you get kids from beyond?
You know, I think, you know, for us, we want Wisconsin to be our backbone and certainly try to cover that territory first. And then as recruiting goes on, you branch out and see what else is available. I think, you know, the one thing that I think about Milwaukee and the program and the school is that it's open to many, many people from different regions. You know, there's no question that Wisconsin is certainly a place that we want to recruit from. And then, you know, there's other areas as well that we attack, like Minnesota and Chicago and the Illinois area, because it's relatively close.
Yeah, well, you're from Kansas originally, Pat, and Kyle, you grew up in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So you have kind of Midwest roots, right? Kansas is, we'll call it the Midwest.
Yes.
Does that make it easier for you, knowing that that you had your roots in the same type of culture that that you're doing your recruiting? Do kids, as they think about who they want to play for, do they look at you and size you up and say, they're like me, or they get me?
I think that's a big part of it. You know, I think the Midwest is known for that, like, kind of blue collar, hardworking, you know, type player. And I know for me, that's our culture. I know Coach Baldwin has a very similar culture. We want players that are just willing to grind and, you know, give it everything that they have day in and day out. So that really fits the Midwestern style. You know, when you look across the board, you know, this generation is very different than how we were when we played. And so now it's, you know, the technology aspect, it's the media grasp, it's getting out there. And so the recruiting game is a lot different. And you start to see players that want to, yes, stay somewhat close to home, but are also willing to kind of flourish and go spread their wings in other places. So things have changed a lot. And we primarily recruit Wisconsin. We hit, you know, very similar to Coach, we hit, you know, Minnesota and Iowa and Illinois and Indiana some too. But really, I mean, we try to get our base in Wisconsin. But it took us a while to get there because when we weren't very good when we first came in, the Wisconsin players, you know, they overlooked us, you know. And so we had to go out of state. Now we're primarily hitting the Midwest because we've been winning.
Well, and Kyle, you're really familiar with Wisconsin. You played for the Badgers on some wonderful teams not that long ago. And so you get the culture. You know what it's like to be grinding, as you say, here in the state when you need people to really put it all out there on the court.
Oh, absolutely. And I think Milwaukee's a great city for that because you get the best of both worlds. You have, you know, during the summers, you have beautiful summers where you can go down to the beach and hang out. But in the winter, it's basketball time. We need the snow because it keeps them in the gym. It keeps them shooting.
How about you, Pat? How do you approach recruiting students?
You know, for me, I think that the biggest, and that's if we talk about our student athletes, you know, when we're starting to recruit, you know, to Milwaukee here, it's those kids that have that work ethic. And the one thing that I talk about is, you know, work being a part of my DNA. You know, it's the backbone of my family where I came up and grew up. I was the youngest of seven kids in our family. And
you were the baby. You're a pretty big guy. Hard to believe that.
I know. And but you know, they taught me, you know, what work ethic is and how you get what you want. And it's only through the work that you put in. And certainly that's the same type of kid that we want to recruit into our program. You know, we have, in my opinion, a lot of kids that buy into our philosophy and culture and how we deem work and how we look at it. And I think that's what will spur us on to be good in the future.
Kyle said that kids today are a little bit different from when you were first playing back in high school or back in the day in college. How about on the men's side, Pat? Do you see a difference in the character of the kids, or is it the behavior or the interest? What sets today's young college athlete apart from the type of person that you were with when you were playing?
Well, I think, first of all, we're dealing with 18 to 22 or 23-year-old kids. So, you know, teenagers to young adult, they're going to sometimes be set in our ways. I know I was from how I was taught and what I believed in. And I don't think – I think our kids have great character, similar to Coach Kyle's teams as well. I think our kids have great character. I think what changes is exactly what she mentioned. It's the media. It's all the access that you get. And sometimes that does change behavior. And sometimes the things that maybe, you know, we've done maybe in the past that wasn't looked at as good, you know, wasn't seen as much.
So you could make a mistake 20 years ago and it wasn't on everybody's Twitter account 10 minutes later.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's the thing is, you know, once you make a mistake now, you know, it can be as little or as big, but it, you know, however it looks to whomever is covering it, you know, it can really explode. And, you know, so we caution our guys about the media and how it can portray you negatively or positively. So we're always talking to our guys about that.
Kyle, how about the women? Do they also feel so connected to their social media platforms that you have to kind of pry that phone out of their hands sometime?
Absolutely. We have team rules based off of it. You know, I'm a big old school. When you sit down for a family dinner, you put your phone away, and it's the same. Like, same thing goes with my program. So anytime we are breaking bread together, we put our cell phones away. Our staff does the same thing, just to make sure that we're, you know, really trying to build that relationship aspect. And I think, you know, the great thing working with Coach Baldwin and having similar culture mindsets is that we're always trying to not just teach them the game, but teach them about life. And you know, at one day they're going to be sitting in an interview, or they're going to be sitting in a, you know, in a room full of people where they need to know how to act. And that's a great opportunity for us to be, because we get to spend so much time with them on a daily basis to teach them the right ways to do things so that they can flourish later in life. It's not just about the game. We spend a lot more time with them, even than we do get to spend with our own families sometimes. And so molding, you know, them and this generation is really important. It's the reason why I'm really in coaching. And, you know, for as much as this generation gets such a knock sometimes, there's so many benefits to it, too. I mean, they're such an entrepreneurial mindset. Like, I actually have one of my student athletes, young women, a senior. She has two businesses of her own. She has a photography business, and she has her own clothing company label. So it's just – it's cool to see how – if you can really get them to interact and evolve and stuff like that, the things that can come out as well as not just, you know, the negativity that is sometimes presented with them.
So when you recruit a young woman or a young guy to come and play on a college team, do they typically – come in thinking that this is what's going to set them up for a career as a pro, that they're going to be playing ball and making an income off of it? Or are there other reasons that draw them to devote so darn much time of their college day to these practices and workouts? And, you know, just it's a lot of work.
It certainly is. And I'll go back to when I was recruited. I thought about, you know, I was lucky enough to have parents that really helped me see the big picture in life. But there's some kids who come in and all that they think about is basketball, how this can take them to new heights in the sport and think about pros and making money. You know, I always tell our guys that sports, and in our case, basketball, is a metaphor for life. So a lot of things that we do on the basketball court, in our meeting rooms, watching film, you know, we talk about how this relates to life and how that will impact them going forward. So, you know, for me, we have to help them strike the balance and understand that, you know, there's a lot more things that go on that should go on for you other than basketball. You know, how are you with your peers? You know, when I was going to school, you know, some of my best friends weren't even athletes. Some of my best friends are now doctors and lawyers, and you know, that's what the college experience is, and that's what I want our guys to have. And you know, we talk about with our guys as well, you know, having a world class experience, and you know, that's our job. Obviously, it's the school's job, and we try to make the most out of that for them.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. This is our annual basketball show. It is the beginning of college basketball season, so we have in the studio two of the best basketball minds in town, Kyle Recklitz, who is the head coach for the Women Panthers team, and Pat Baldwin, now in his second year, leading the men's team. Pat, you were talking about the mindset of a young college guy headed into campus and seeing the whole world ahead of him because he's been playing basketball all his life, and who knows where this might take you. You said we want to prepare him for life. That life probably is not going to involve playing in the NBA for the vast majority of kids who do play on college teams, correct?
You know, it is, and we help them with that reality. But also, I still want our kids to dream, too. I still want them to dream big and think that there's so many things that they can accomplish. And, you know, if we talk about basketball and life and family and all that, those things, it's not 1, 2, 3. It's 1A, 1B, 1C. You know, for us, when we talk about them, hey, we want you to get a tremendous degree from Milwaukee. And then while you're doing that, you're a part of our men's basketball team, and we want to help you become the best basketball player that you can be. And if you're lucky enough, and if someone, you know, all it takes is one team, if they think that you have skills and ability and all the other attributes that can help them, you know, we want to accentuate that and help you, you know, get to that point. And then the other side of that is the life aspect and just what we had talked about before. You know, the basketball will not go on forever. You know, if now they're talking about in the NBA, you know, you can come out at 18 right after high school.
Never have to spend a year in college.
Right. And so if you think about it, an average of 10 years in an NBA career, you're 28 years old. So think about your life and what you still have to do. You can't just stop working. So, you know, basketball helps and sports helps. But in real life, you have to really be conscious about the things that will help you grow even further.
Kyle, how about the women?
What are their aspirations as they enter into a college basketball career?
I think it's a little different than the men. I mean, obviously, we have some that enter in wanting to play professionally with the WNBA or even overseas. We have a few of our student athletes right now that are currently still playing overseas, but they know it's a lot more short-termed on the women's side. You know, even if you go play, you know, overseas professional basketball, you're looking at on an average 2 to 3 seasons before you come back. So, you know, more emphasis on the degree when we get student athletes, they're coming in because they are really excited about the opportunity to get a great education. We have some first-generation students on our team, which is just amazing to know that this is the opportunity that is going to, in essence, propel them for the rest of their life.
And a lot of them are in scholarships, so they get their ticket punched. Some kids who otherwise might never be able to afford for college have this opportunity to use this skill, even though it's not going to help them finish a test or pass a test. It's their ticket into college.
Absolutely. And that's why some of those players you see are more driven. I have a great example of one of our alumni, Sydney Howard. She actually went to Vincent High School. She is from the city, and she has now been out for, it's hard to believe, but 3 seasons. And she was one of those students when she came in that it was tough for her to even, you know, get into school with her grades and stuff. But she worked incredibly hard and finished with a 3.2 GPA. I mean, she was in study hall and in our academic centers and using the tutoring as much as possible because she knew that this was something that could provide, for the rest of her life, you know, to be able to have a degree from UWM. And she is very proud, and she wears Milwaukee everywhere she goes and attends all of our games and comes back and is extremely supportive. And now she's working actually in the school system, in the public school system here in Milwaukee. So it's a great success story when you talk about what, you know, what athletics can do for both the university and for student athletes.
Well, Kyle, you and Pat both have teams of players, but they're small collections of people. If you take a look at the campus population, mm-hmm. over 27,000 students, just a tiny, tiny few of them are actually playing on a Division I team. And so what's in it for the rest of everybody? You know, what do you tell folks when they say, you know, do we really need a basketball program or really need Division I sports at a college like UW-Milwaukee? If the goal is to get everybody ready for their career, to build a family and make some money, what do you tell folks?
Well, I think it's, you know, athletics and sports is a part of the college fabric and what it all entails. And, you know, if we have students or faculty or anybody else questioning that, you know, I think you look at, you know, what happens when a men's or women's team makes it to the NCAA tournament. And you look at the thousands upon thousands of alumni who support and represent when their team is announced or they see their teams on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You know, so I think what, you know, sports and athletics really represents is kind of the fabric of what, you know, the college experience is all about. I think is very well, you know, I think it's, you know, one of those things that we absolutely need. I think it's a way that you, you know, pair up the student and the student athlete. You know, you're dealing with your peers. I think a lot of kids, when they come from high school, whether they're in athletics or not, I think they attribute their experience to athletics as well. So I think it's really important. I think it's something that is absolutely necessary for us to have. And if we don't have it, I think, you know, in my opinion, I think it would be a very dull existence in college life.
I also think that our student athletes are ambassadors of the university. I mean, they are out there consistently in the community. We are an incredible branding source for the university. And I know both Coach Baldwin and my team take a lot of pride in the community service work that we do, getting out into the public school systems, getting out, whatever it is. I mean, we go reading. We do everything that we possibly can to put Milwaukee and UWM, you know, on the map. And I think, you know, having these student athletes who are, yes, here to get an education and are, yes, here to play basketball, part of their requirement, part of their quote-unquote job is to also be branding ambassadors. And so I think being able to have, you know, athletics on campus allows you to really infiltrate, you know, the outside. Like, every year we do what's called a school day, where we invite all the elementary schools in for a free game. We play the game at 11 a.m. That gets students in the public school system, you know, from first through eighth grade already thinking about Milwaukee as a schooling option. Every year we sell that out. We get about 3,000 students packing the gym. It's really loud. It's kind of crazy. You definitely have to wear earplugs when you come to the game.
Those high voices.
Yes. But all the schools are out there with their different, you know, academics. So you have health sciences, you have, and they're promoting different majors. And we're really trying not just to educate, obviously, our student athletes, but educate the city of Milwaukee as well.
And Pat, do your players see themselves as role models? Do they take that pretty seriously?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it even goes beyond me telling them all the time. You know, I think we have a lot of kids. We talked about character, behavior, and kids like that that we want in our program. I think some of those kids come, excuse me, some of our student athletes come in with that already, you know, built into who they are. And, you know, they take it personally. They are role models. They know that they have to, they're representing not only, you know, their families, but they're also representing our university, our men's basketball program. And they do not take it lightly, and they have fun with it. And anytime you should see them, anytime they're around kids, or, you know, or they can influence someone who either sees them as somebody important, you know, they really embrace that role. And that's what I love about the guys that we have is they're very gracious to people who come up to them and consider them role models.
Yeah. We have a little time left. Want to talk about this season itself. We've talked a lot about the philosophy of having D1, but at the end of the day, everybody's going to be looking at the paper or online during the course of the season to see, so how you doing? Are you winning? Are you losing? What are you forecasting, Kyle, for your team?
Well, you know, we have a very young team. You know, the start of the season here, we've been starting a junior, three sophomores, and a freshman. And, you know, it was kind of interesting coming into some of our first games wondering, how are we going to play? I really had no predictions on the games. We fared very well in our first game. We did lose to Indiana IU by two only at their place. And so I think, and last year we lost to them by 20. So I think it just shows that we do have a group that is a non-quit group. They're hungry and they're ready to play. I'm very excited about.
They don't know what they don't know yet.
No, they don't, and I like that. I like that a lot. And we've got a roster full of diversity, and just, you know, we're really, really close. Some games that I want to highlight that I hope that people can come out to are right around the Christmas time on December 20th. We actually have Florida State coming to our place, which is a really big game. They're typically a Sweet 16 or an Elite 8 team. So if you want to see some really good basketball, that would be a great game to come to. And then we open up the conference season on Friday, December 28th. Actually, the men's team plays the next day on the 29th. So we have a home game and a home game that people could come out to that weekend, where we're both playing Green Bay. And on the women's side, Green Bay has historically been the conference champion, so we need as many people in the stands as possible. So come around Christmas time. That's all I can say.
that could be our present, right? How about you, Pat? What are you forecasting?
You know, it's hard to predict with a new team, and you just hope that they grow every single day. And that's the thing that we talk about with our young men is, are you winning every single day? And are you winning a drill? Are you winning a practice? And I think that if you do that and you start with those small sample of things, I think it adds up to really positive things that can happen for your team. You know, if you're talking about playing, and she mentioned her game against Indiana, I think I forgot to tell our guys against BC to play, you know, second half.
Your first game, I mean, you were up 10 points.
Yeah, we were up 10 against BC, and you know, we talked about the hunger and the passion and what got you there. And, you know, for whatever reason, we didn't play as well in the second half. But very encouraged by our guys. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect going into that game. And certainly as we look forward to our upcoming games, we're very excited about the opportunity to get out on the floor. You know, she mentioned the Green Bay game on the 29th. That's certainly a really good game. I know homecoming had just passed for us. And you know, I know we had a great crowd for that one. So it's, you know, we're excited about the opportunity that we have in front of us, and we're going to be playing some really good teams.
And you're going to be playing them in a great home, the Panther Arena, mm-hmm. UWM Panther Arena. What a great, great location, right? Just within throwing distance of a ball to the new Fiserv Forum.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to see us in Panther Arena. I always get nostalgic when I walk into the place because I think of all the players, and especially NBA players who have played there before, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Lou Alcindor and Oscar Robertson, and even some of those who didn't play at Milwaukee, like Jordan, had played in here. So I get goosebumps and nostalgic thinking about that. And I also think about the past teams that have played in there and of Milwaukee. And
the Bruce Pearl years.
Bruce Pearl coaches, you know, that coached here.
Rob Jeter.
And some really good talent has come through here. And we're constantly in contact with those former players. So come on out to Panther Arena. It's a lot of fun. Great place to play college basketball. And both teams, I know, we're really excited for this season.
And, Pat, you have a lot more height this year, too. Now, I'm about 5'5", so everybody's high, tall to me. But when I think of some of the new recruits that you've got, these guys can stretch. That's something the UWM men's team really haven't had a lot of in the last few years.
Yeah, now, while we have the size and the height and length and all those things, you know, I want that to equate to winning now, too. So it's great to have that, and we definitely look good in the airport.
How about you, Kyle? Is height important in women's basketball?
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially at the mid-major level. And so this year's freshman
you
class.
You guys are breaking my heart. I could never play basketball.
You have a great heart, though. You could play.
We have some small ones, too. We call them itty-bitties.
Okay.
So you would be one of our itty-bitties.
I would take that, yeah.
Yeah, but we—
Little engine that could.
Yeah, we have our freshman class. We have a 6'3", a 6'2", and a 6'1".
Wow.
That all came in together. So, I mean, we went big as well.
What do you— folks who are listening, parents who are listening or grandparents who are listening and they see that their kid likes to have a basketball in their hands, what sort of advice would you give those parents and grandparents in terms of encouraging the kids? Do you tell them at a young age, hey, you can play in college, or you're really good, you're going to go all the way, or what should you tell them to make sure that they don't have unrealistic expectations?
Well, I think we both have kids, and what I tell my kids when they start out on any sport, and specifically basketball, just have fun with it first, represent your family really well, and work hard at it. And at the end of the day, you know, we can see, specifically as coaches, we can see whether or not they have talent. But for anybody else, just tell them to have fun first.
And not put
too much pressure on them. Have fun. And if they have fun, then they'll grow to like it even more. And then they'll grow to work with it even more. And who knows what happens after that.
Yeah, I think the parents sometimes get in the way, to be honest with you. I think they need to, like, let their kids just play, let the coaches coach them so that they can, you know, learn to love the game. I think that's a huge part of when you get to the higher levels, the players that you see being successful, they truly have a passion for what they're doing.
Yeah, it's really frustrating, isn't it? I mean, as a parent myself and seeing some of my kids' friends, parents go over the top and lose their mind, and the poor kid is sitting there saying, "Wow, I just want to play." And some parents take it way to an extreme.
Yeah, and that's where, again, you know, we just continuously, even at the college level, you know, it's that reverse talk of the generation. It's just a different type of generation of parents as well. They want their kids. They want to live through their kids. They want to be, you know, as successful as their kids are.
Well, folks, head coaches, good luck as the season really gets into high gear now. And go Panthers.
Go Panthers.
Thank you. Go Panthers. Thank you.
Pat Baldwin and Kyle Recklitz, head coaches for the men's and women's Panther basketball teams, our guests on this edition of UWM Today. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week, probably not talking about basketball, but some other really cool thing about life at UWM. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.